I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. The season came to an end for the Richland Center softball team with a 1-0 eight-inning loss at Adams Friendship last night. The game went similar to the Hornets' previous 12-inning win at GET, in which they won 1-0. Both teams had chances to take leads, but those opportunities were taken away by good pitching and defense. For Richland Center, sophomore pitcher Kyrie Fisher suffered the tough luck loss after striking out 12 and giving up 5 hits. The lone walk came in the 8th inning. The Green Devils then suffered a strikeout before back-to-back base hits. The winning RBI came from Gwen Granzy, who was hitless in 3 trips to the plate before she hit a single to right field, which scored the game's only run. Senior pitcher Riley Weaver had very similar stats to Fisher during the game. She wound up with 11 strikeouts, no walks, and gave up 4 hits. Richland Center had 4 hits in the game, as mentioned. 2 of them came in the top of the 8th inning. Tatum Razick and Kira McDonald both got on base safely. The bases were loaded before the Green Devils threw to the plate for a force out, then got a pop-up to end the inning. Kyrie Fisher, J.C. Gander, Tatum Razick, and Kira McDonald all had hits for the Hornets. With the 1-0 eight-inning win, Adams Friendship is now 21-7 on the season. They will play Lodi Thursday night at Prairie du Chien in the WIAA sectional final for the right to play at state next week. The Blue Devils defeated Poinette 5-2 on Tuesday night. Richland Center into the season at 19-4 with the loss. The high school careers of seniors Abigail Williams, Tatum Razick, and Ella Cairns came to an end at Adams. In other softball from last night, in Division 2, it was Turner getting the win against Lakeside Lutheran, final score of 3-0, and Mount Horeb over Monroe 7-2. In Division 4, Fenimore edged Iowa Grant 6-5, and Mineral Point won a softball game, a championship in 6 innings, 10-0. That means Fenimore and Mineral Point meet at Riverdale tomorrow in the sectional final. Ithaca Weston with a big lead early and then held on for a win 8-5 against Royal. J.C. Maxwell, their junior pitcher, gave up 2 hits, 5 runs, no earned runs, giving up 6 walks and striking out 7. Leading at the plate as well, J.C. was 3-for-4 with a home run, an RBI, and 3 runs scored. Kelsey Coleman was 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Valerie Bauer was 2-for-3 with a home run, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Emma Hilby, 2-for-3 with an RBI. And Autumn McBain was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. Ithaca Weston will play sectional final action Thursday against Belmont at River Ridge High School, starting at 5 o'clock. Belmont was a winner against Barneveld 6-5 in an 8-inning ball game last night. Turning to baseball, beginning in Division 5, it was Brookwood getting the win against Weston 9-6. Isaac Jennings took the loss on the mound, allowing 12 hits, 5 earned runs, and 6 strikeouts with no walks. Weston put up 9 hits on the night. Trevor Westfall, 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Blake Bingham, 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Isaac Jennings, 2-for-4 with a run scored. William Johnsrud, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Weston with a solid game last night, but Brookwood came from behind to get the win. They will play Aliva Strum next. They edged Hillsboro 3-2. At Ithaca, the Bulldogs had the early lead, but then lost it 12-6. The final score, 5th seed River Ridge over the 4th seed Bulldogs. That means River Ridge will rematch with Potosi Cassville, one of their conference rivals. They knocked off North Crawford 14-4 last night in 6 innings. Also, Seneca 7, Belmont 2, and DeSoto 7-3 over Waseca Steuben. That sets up an all Ridge and Valley regional final tonight. Seneca playing at DeSoto. Royal edged Cashton 1-0. Cochran Fountain City 3-1 over Blair Taylor. Barneveld a win against Williams Bay 6-1. Parkview 9, Kenosha Christian Life 5. In Division 3, Iowa Grant got the win, edging Riverdale in a great game 6-5. The season comes to an end for the Chieftains. Iowa Grant plays at number 1 seed Dodgeville tonight. The Dodgers were 9-0 winners against Cuba City. Mineral Point 10-0 over River Valley, ending the year for the Blackhawks. And Fenimore a win against New Glarus 9-8. Viroqua 4, Marquezan 1, Amaro over Bangor 4-2, Westby beat Partyville 5-4, and Laconia over Poinette 4-3. In Division II baseball, the year came to an end for the Richland Center Hornets. 10-0. They lost in Baraboo last night. Baraboo scoring 5 runs right out of the gate, setting the tone for the rest of the game, and the Hornets never got on track. Sauk Prairie a win against McFarland, 5-1. Portage 3-2 over Reedsburg in 8 innings. Edgewood 1, Lodi nothing. Wisconsin Dells 12-7 over Merrill, and La Crosse Logan beat Gay Electric Trempealeau 1-0. High school girls soccer first-round regionals last night. Prairie du Chien Co-op and Clinton Turner tied at a goal apiece after regulation 80 minutes of soccer, and they went to shootout with Prairie du Chien winning 4-3. Portage Poinette a 5-3 win against Reedsburg in Division II. La Crosse Central 7-1 over Baraboo. Sauk Prairie 6-0 against Sparta, and Toma beat La Crosse Logan Luther by a score of 2-1. Baseball regional finals today. Again, sectional finals coming up for girls softball on Thursday as the tournaments wind down, and WIAA State track and field this weekend at UW La Crosse. 5 points, Lutheran remains undefeated, topping Free Methodist 19-4 last night. Teague Perkins had a home run in the win. Jeremiah Hassel, Liz Niemeyer, Joe Hassel, and Nathan Phillips each got on base twice and scored a run for Free Methodist. Boscobel Assembly of God scored 3 times in the bottom of the 7th to beat the rallying Knights of Columbus 13-12. The Knights had taken the lead in the 7th, despite being down by 10 runs earlier. Chance Castle had a 3-run homer and a game-winning hit for Boscobel. Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated Baptist Temple 1, 22-13. Derek Calland went 4-for-5, and Mercy Fretz 2-for-4. Grace Community edged out Richland Baptist Temple 3, 10-9, and St. Mary's outscored Church of the Nazarene 21-2. Bernie Green, Nate Raish, and Jarrett McDonald were all 5-for-5 on the night, and the Mission had the league bye. Action continues next Tuesday, June 9th. At Quail Run last night, Brandon Miller had the top score, 37, with a birdie on hole 1. Peter Lawrence birdied hole 3 and wound up with a 39. Several with 40s, Neil Mahoney, Pat Keegan, Aaron Halverson, and Rod Reitz. Pat birdied hole 8, Rod birdied hole 1. Other golfers with holes played under par, Tony Doherty birdied hole 3, 6, and 8. Eli Cannon birdied hole 1, Gage Wirtz with a birdie on hole 1. Ken Nick Sr. birdied hole 1, as did Joe Halverson, and Lyle Cradwell birdied hole 6. Flag prize winners, Joe Halverson with the closest third shot on hole 1, Peter Lawrence the closest to the pin on hole 3, Aaron Halverson in the closest second shot on hole 5, Pat Metz closest to the pin on hole 7, and the longest putt on hole 9. The Brewers scored 3 runs to jump out on top and never trailed in last night's 8-3 win over San Francisco. Jake Bauer's 3-run home run gave starter and winner Kyle Harrison an early lead. Kyle has been somewhat of a journeyman until coming to Milwaukee.
It's hard to describe, but just a lot of moving pieces, right? And it comes down to like what can you control, and all I can control is throwing that baseball. So no matter what jersey I'm wearing, who's behind me, who I'm facing, it's just throw your stuff with conviction, man, and trust it. You know, that's all I could see. But it has been weird. Nice to finally find some foot in here.
Kyle Harrison talked about facing the Giants.
I mean, 100%. It's always going to feel personal, right? You know, I mean, I grew up 40 minutes from that ballpark, so had a great time there and cherished my memories with them. But it feels good, you know, but I got to do it in another 5 days. So it's like you can't get caught up in that. So, just go out and compete. And it was fun to toe the rubber against them, though.
The Brewers 8-3 winners, and rookie Coleman Crow will start tonight's game. Milwaukee has won 7 of their last 8 games. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia 3-2 over San Diego. Miami beat Washington 7-3. Dodgers 6-5 over Arizona. In the American League, Detroit 8, Tampa Bay 0. Baltimore 4-2 over Boston. Cleveland 9, the Yankees 4. Minnesota beat the White Sox 6-4. And an interleague play, Atlanta 4-3 over Toronto, Cincinnati 4, and Kansas City 3, the Athletics 2-1 over the Cubs, Texas 7, and St. Louis 4, Pittsburgh 10-6 over Houston, Seattle 8, the Mets 3, Colorado 8-2 over the Angels. The Packers have signed a partnership deal with the Potawatomi Sportsbook. The agreement was announced Tuesday at the casino's hotel. It includes naming rights to the South Gate at Lambeau Field and at the team's podcast studio. The Sportsbook will have title sponsorship at the Champions Club and will be presenting sponsor of the weekly online Packers Predict game. Wisconsin became the largest state to legalize online and mobile sports betting last April. And also, Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo has made it apparent he wants his next home team to be the Heat. Giannis hasn't officially demanded a trade yet, but he has said the Miami club is the only one where he would be willing to accept a long-term contract extension. Very few NBA teams would give up the Kings' ransom of players and draft picks the Bucks are seeking if the two-time MVP were a short-term investment. And I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.